This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 29th, episode 1599. The Hit'em crew is out recharging their batteries this week, so sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece from the Horse Radio Network Audio Vault, featuring a rousing round of Ask a Non-Horseperson, a visit to Rome from Noel Floyd, the DreamHorse.com origin story, and 10 of the funniest bad ads ever.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here. And I got a room full of people here in my studio. They're filming a documentary, Jamie, and they've been very distracting this morning. That's all I have to say.
So basically, you had to put on pants.
I did. I had to get dressed. I have pants and a shirt on. However, you wimped out and are probably still in your pajamas.
Listen, you said we're going to be on video. So I actually put clothes on. And then you tell me I'm not on video, so I took them off. What's the problem?
Well, thank you so much to these guys for being here. We're going to talk to them a little bit later about what's going on and why all of these cameras, which are making me very nervous in the studio. The reason I don't do video is this face. You know, I do have a face for radio, and that's why we do radio. And also because then we don't have to get dressed in the morning. That's
you're beautiful, reason. Baby. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I do want to tell you that I did get up at about 3:30. I put some makeup on.
No, you didn't.
Flat ironed my hair. I am like dressed to the nines.
You are not.
You'll never know, will you?
We know you better than that. No way in hell you did that at 3:30.
I can tell you whatever you want because I'm not on video.
Although you did used to get up at 2:30 in the morning in your other radio job. So you probably would do that on occasion.
No, actually, I would go to those jobs in my pajamas, too.
You probably did. That's what it's like in real radio. They all show up in their pajamas.
The first radio job I ever had that was on the air was a traffic reporter. And I basically sat in a booth like Veal and reported accidents that popped up on my computer. Who the hell's getting dressed for that? Not me.
She still occasionally does traffic reports for us when she sees traffic's really bad in Atlanta. She'll go into traffic reporter mode for us on occasion.
I love it.
Well, we are also doing something a little different here. We're doing a Facebook Live feed. We did the pre-show, which you should have sat in for because Neil and Chris were going a little nuts. So that was on. That's all recorded that I can blackmail them with later. And then we're also going to go to my phone dice. And we have a sophisticated setup. They have all this expensive equipment, probably worth thousands of dollars here, that they're filming us with. And I have my Android phone set up in my tissue box on the shelf. And that is how we're doing our live feed on Facebook. So if you want to see us on Facebook and watch all the craziness going on, then you just head over to our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, and you'll see the live feed on there. And if one of the listeners could just drop me a note and let me know the live feed is still working, just private message me on Facebook, that would be great. And I'll know when it dies. When it dies, you guys can tell me it's died. You will not get to hear Jamie's side from there, though, so you might want to just listen to our feed and then have the video going at the same time.
Because
Jamie's important.
You gotta hear me.
Although there appears to be a delay on the live feed. I didn't know they had a delay on it, but anyway.
About 10 seconds.
Is it about 10? Is that so we can hit the swear button? Is that why?
Yeah,
don't the swear button.
Don't drop the F-bomb.
Okay, it's Mona says working in Georgia, so we're good to go. Jennifer, tell us what's on today's show.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition. In the center ring, no. in an uncharacteristic move towards broadening our cultural horizons. We are joined first thing this morning by senior editor at NoelleFloyd.com, Erin Gilmore, who's a regular here on Horses in the Morning, and she is going to be live from Rome, Italy. Woohoo! And then raising the top rail just a few more holes, the genius behind every horse person's favorite rainy day pastime, DreamHorse.com, the founder, Janet Williamson, is going to stop by and help us all feel like we should have tried a little bit harder in 10th grade math class. And then returning to form, really bad ads, drops a leg, and an adverb or two, causing those proverbial rails to go scattering like teenagers at tech cleaning time. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. It is also Daily Winnie time. Well, Daily Winnie time, and my Daily Winnie goes out to all my friends in the Florida Podcasters Association. Hello, everybody, if you're tuning in this morning. And we also have a couple of birthdays, so we'll play this.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Is that the right one, Jamie?
Yep, that's Chili.
So that's Jamie's horse, Chili, who has a very annoying whinny. Our birthdays go out to Casey Wilbanks, who is the host of the new Rodeo Marketing Show, which you can find on our app at Horses in the Morning, or at Horse Radio Network on the app, iOS or Android. She's one of the hosts there and does a terrific job. And also an auditor of ours, Clay Kirsch. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Claire. Did I say Clay? Claire Kirsch. Sorry about that. Claire Kirsch. And Claire's picture is probably up on the wall there somewhere. Did you see the wall, Jamie? The wall of auditors that I put up?
I think it's amazing. I think that's really, really cool. I loved looking through all the pictures that people posted of themselves with their horses. And it makes me warm and fuzzy to like see all these beautiful people with their beautiful horses and know that those horses are so well loved and taken care of. It just made me happy.
Well, and I like it because it just reminds me every day that there's actually somebody listening to us do this crap. So
you went with that road. Okay. All right.
It just reminds me there is somebody listening. I do kind of miss the days of live theater where you got instant feedback. You know, we got Jennifer who occasionally laughs. So we know at least that some of the things we say are funny, but she's also
she's your wife. She doesn't count.
She's biased. That's right. She doesn't count. Your turn.
Just an FYI with that whole Winnie thing, Edward, one of our other Borders horses, he went north for the summer. His owner lives up in north of Flagstaff in the summer. And so basically one horse left, and Chili has not stopped whinnying for him like since he left yesterday.
So you're hearing this over and over.
They didn't even like each other. Stop.
And over.
I hate you so much. yes, pretty much. Daily Winnie time. I would like to give a Daily Winnie to, hopefully he's listening, maybe he's listening, my dear sweet husband. Our wedding anniversary is this weekend. 6 years.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. He will not be here. So I will be celebrating with a bottle of wine and or vodka all by myself with my little friend Chili screaming in my ear.
So he's still in training to be a big star pilot.
Yes. Yes. He's like, what did you do today? Yesterday on the phone, we catch up every evening after the kid goes to bed. What'd you do today? I was like, well, while you were out learning to save people's lives, I cleaned my Mustang sheath for the first time.
How'd that go, by the way? That was probably more dangerous than flying a jetliner.
It was interesting. It only
Neil and Chris are sitting here wondering what a sheath is right now. They have no idea what we're talking about.
I washed my horse's wiener, guys.
Yes.
That's pretty much what happened.
Oh, man. Bringing it full circle from before.
We're going
this
home.
This is now what we talk about here on the show.
This is the quality entertainment you get here on Horses in the Morning.
You know what's really funny, though, Glenn, is that I was absolutely excited. I was like, oh, my God. I touched his penis. He didn't kill me. That's a big deal, guys. Like, this is like, this is a wild Mustang that let me wash its wiener. Like,
now, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but guys, sheath cleaning is so important that Jamie wrote a song
about it. How's
it
hanging?
I did
so
not
much
write.
Cleaner. Aren't you glad I washed your wiener? I admit it's kind of creepy that I had to stick my arm up in your peepee.
That's horrible. That's I can't believe you have it.
You guys crack
I think I'm on the wrong show.
are we at the horse race?
All right, let's introduce these guys.
They're like, wrap it up.
Oh, I love it.
Back it up. We're getting in the car.
Yeah, they're not going to stay. Neil is here, and you, some of you that listen to the other shows hear us say hi to Neil on occasion. He is the editor for many of the shows here on the Horse Radio Network and also the host of All Things Post. It's a podcast about post-production. Hey, Neil.
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Neil's going to say, I love you, Jamie, in Spanish, because he's Spanish.
Well, some, I don't know. After sort. That song, I'm not sure I love Jamie anymore, but... Jamie, te amo.
Papi.
Okay. So back to sheaths.
This is getting weird. All right. And Chris doesn't know any other. Well, you know Greek?
I do.
Oh, here we go. So Chris is here, and he is the host of Story Jam Theater and the one running this whole movie project and a good friend and also runs PodFest and is the big boss at the Florida Podcasters Association. Thanks for stopping by, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Chris, you know Greek. Say,
I wash my horse's wiener.
Jamie, I love you.
Wash my horse's wiener in Greek.
I'm not.
Oh, you know that sentence. Come on, you say it all the time.
It's how just about, such a bad word. It's, how I don't about, know the. I know the bad word for wiener in Greek. I don't. You know.
How about you say, Jamie, I love you. I want to hear that in Greek.
I love you in Greek is sagapo.
What is it?
Sagapo.
Yeah, that's
sagapo.
Sagapo. Yeah.
Sagapo.
Yep.
Say, I love horses in the morning. Say, go, Paul, horses in the morning.
Do you have a chirping
sound? I think I said it correctly.
It sounded so much better in Spanish.
Aloga is horse in Greek.
Yeah, Spanish is more fluid, at least yours is.
I think we win the sexy
I got to figure out how to conjugate it because it's different in different
We win. You can turn his mic off.
So tell us about the movie. What's it called?
It's called The Messengers, a podcast documentary, and it's really about what you guys are doing, what you and Jamie have been doing for so long, and it's about the message that these podcasters are compelled to put out there and why they do it and why they go through the insanity of starting it when maybe one person is listening, if that, in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's about
about
that.
We had 12 after 3 months, I'll have you know.
Yeah, and you know what? What's interesting is we're going to be showing the future of podcasting, but in order to do that, we have to find the Glenn the Geeks of the world to show the past, because what you guys have gone through is what the new podcasters will be going through.
I hope. Well, actually, I think it might be a little bit easier for them.
It'll be
now
a little bit easier, but it'll show the progress. Let's just put it that way. Here's what you can be if you stick with it. Right, basically,
so we're looking for the Hobbit.
Might not take 7 years, but you know.
We had the extra challenge of none of us knew what a podcast was or how to do
one.
That was the extra challenge, and there were no tools and services really back then.
So you're basically saying is we're looking for the young ones, and then we're going to use the old guys to sort of make them feel bad.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just kidding.
No, basically, it's about a message, and people feel compelled to reach out to the world through podcasting to put that message out there. We're traveling all over the country to record these podcasters, and you have the horse niche, so it's very visually dynamic for film. That's one thing. You can't just show someone at a microphone. You have to have what they call B-roll.
Yeah.
So you need, you know, some...
They're going to get some scooter footage,
everybody.
They're hanging around tomorrow. We're going to do some scooter footage, which will be him bolting, probably, if you put the drone up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we have to get scooter because we can't get the cleaning thing that she talked about earlier. We can't.
The horse sheath.
I could clean
that.
His sheath for you if you didn't really want to get that on film.
We'll have our cameraman Willie loves that type of production.
You guys got to call up Mike Rowe and have him dirty jobs.
Oh, I think he's probably already done that one.
Probably. I know he's done the insemination, but the sheath. I've learned a lot.
I learned so much about horses before 11 in the morning.
This is crazy. So it's called The Messengers. I like that name. How did that come about?
We were interviewing...
By the way, I don't think Jamie and I really have much of a message here. We're just goofing off in the morning, so I'm just saying.
We were interviewing Lee Silverstein, who's someone that you've worked with and inspired.
He does a podcast about colon cancer.
Yeah, and Lee was actually not an attendee. He hosted an event. He was working at a college at the time, and he hosted an event for us. So he's standing in the back watching us, and something Katie said, my wife with Biz Women Rock, kind of resonated with him. And he's like, I have a message. You know, he's been thriving and surviving with colon cancer for the last, I don't know, whole bunch of years, right?
Yeah.
So he monitors his colon cancer. He goes, I want to reach out to other people that have colon cancer and put a message out that they're not alone and that there's answers.
And his show's become huge. He really does. He's done a good job.
Well, his show has a different impact. It's life or death. So his show.
So if he affects one person.
Yeah. He gets emails that are just like really long.
Cry
emails.
Your eyeballs out.
Yeah, emails. Pretty much. Yeah. So he's made an impact in the world. And his goal was in his first year to have 10,000 downloads. And he hit it about a week before the 1 year mark. And he just landed his first sponsor. So he's doing great. And when I asked him, I said, Lee, you're in your 50s. You don't look what I would consider a typical podcaster. You're not really a tech geek.
Hell, what's that make me, Neil?
You see what I'm saying?
So anyway,
he's pulling the Gandalf card.
But Lee said to us while we were doing this interview, he said he thought about it. He goes, I consider myself a messenger. I have a message to put out to people that have cancer. And the message is that you can not only survive, but thrive, and you're not alone. So that kind of, we all looked at each other and like the messengers is what a podcaster is at their core.
What the heck's our message, Jamie?
Cleanliness, apparently. I will just take that away from
the
show.
A good one, Neil. You got the line of the show so far.
Winnie, what do you call that when they do that? Winnie? It's a Winnie?
Yeah, Winnie, yes.
I learned the horse sheath and Winnie today. Yeah. Those are two things I learned.
That's all you need to know about horses. You're good. All right, we got to, I'm going to turn your mics off now, boys. We'll be back to you here in a little bit. But we have a report. We have somebody standing by right now. She is coming to us all the way from Rome, Italy. And I thought, you know, we get her on the show so often, she should have her own bumper. And she travels all around the world, and we're all jealous, and we really hate her. But we get her on the show anyway. So this is for you, Aaron. Tell me where in the world is Aaron Gilmore. Tell me where in the world. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Glenn, I'm doing great. Now you're making me feel really special. Thank you.
You're official now. You have your own bumper. You're official. Well, Aaron is the senior editor of...
That is fantastic. It's accurate, too.
You're the senior editor of NoelleFloyd.com and travel all around the world. And we do have a little bit of a delay, so I'll try not to talk over you. You're in Rome, Italy right now. What for?
I'm in Rome, Italy right now for a five-star show jumping event every weekend for me this summer. It's kind of a new country and a new horse show. So today, actually in 28 minutes, the Nations Cup competition starts. It is pretty exciting.
Are we represented? Is the United States represented there?
Absolutely. We're represented. That's the reason I'm here, a big reason at least. U.S., Canada both have teams here, Netherlands. These guys are all getting ready for the Olympics. This is a really important Olympic observation event. This is the second of four for the United States. Every country kind of chooses their team in a little bit different way, but they all use these Nations Cup competitions to prepare, flesh out their riders, see who's doing well, see who's being ready. So the atmosphere here is really holding an extra level of importance.
Paint a picture for us of where the stadium is and what area. Are you right in the city? What's the story?
Oh, I would love to paint you this picture. Okay. All right. Are you ready for this? Because this is, I go to horse shows every single weekend, but there is nothing like this. I am in the very, very center of Rome. There's a park called the Villa Borghese. I have no Italian accent. I apologize. Kind of like the Central Park of Rome. Think of it that way. It's a huge park. And unlike Central Park, it has this permanent, big, huge arena in the very center. This is where the 1960 Rome Olympic show jumping and eventing and dressage was held. So it's this hugely historical place. I walked here this morning from my pretty good Airbnb through the Plaza di Popolo and the Leonardo da Vinci Museum. That was my walk to the office this morning. And I arrived here where there's all of these, I think there's cypress trees surrounding the arena. A lot of unfortunate white VIP tents. I say that with a photographer's eye, so I'm up for a challenge this afternoon. But the arena is beautiful. It's really sunny and warm here. And there's hills, little sloping hills all around the arena where people are sitting and they're waiting for the show jumping to begin. Sound good?
It sounds amazing. And I hate you more now that I've talked to you. this morning, but I just want you to go over to the Piazza Navona and, you know, pour a little out. That's where I got engaged with my husband. He proposed to me in Rome at the Piazza Navona.
All right, you got it.
Take a picture for me. It's beautiful over there. Oh, just listening to you talk reminds me of the short time that I got to spend there. It's so incredible. Do you have any plans to visit anything else while you're there besides see the horses?
I'm a pretty classic workaholic, and I plan on working about 12 to 16 hours a day, much to my detriment. That said, I did take the time this morning to walk over to the Vatican, which is about, I don't know, a quarter mile from where I'm staying, and I'd never seen it before. So I got one tourist thing done and no guarantees for the rest of the weekend. But my walk feels like a tourist walk through, you know, major landmarks. So it's pretty amazing and unusual.
It's so incredible just to be going down. I was taking a city bus in Rome, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, like you're like in a city. And 2 seconds later you look over and there's the Colosseum just sitting there in the middle of the city. It's the craziest thing to see, but I was going to say definitely go to the Vatican and go to the Sistine Chapel. You have to.
Yeah. Well, sure. I went over to the Colosseum and the Forum and saw that. And it's just, it's pretty amazing. Can't complain about my office this weekend.
No kidding.
Now, where did you come from? You just traveled there. I know you had a little trouble. They're having another strike in France. It seems that that's all they do over there. But you had a little trouble getting to Rome. But where were you last?
This month, since I got to Europe, I've been in a different country every weekend. This is country number 4. Last weekend, Madrid, Spain, had an amazing 5-star show. The weekend before that, I was on the coast in France, in Laval. And the weekend before that, I was in Germany. The weather was surprisingly warm. So far, it's 4 shows out of 12 that I'm doing here in Europe. Things are going pretty good.
Glenn, I quit. I'm going to work for Aaron.
Is Noel Floyd hiring?
No.
I don't want to say this on the air, but yeah, Noel Floyd has been hiring. We've been vetting our interns, new wave of interns lately. So Noel Floyd is growing quickly.
I just submitted my intern application.
Well, I'll tell you
good.
What.
I just told our newest intern to maybe we need to send her to Switzerland next. So, you know, dreams can come true.
There you go. Well, you do have a good gig, Aaron, that's for sure. Is there a favorite? You've done this for a number of years now. Is there a favorite venue? Do you have a favorite show jumping arena that you just look forward to every year?
You know, that's a really hard question to answer because they're all pretty great, I have to say. I like being in Miami. We talked about that show, I think,
on the beach.
Last time you and I talked. Yeah, that one on the beach. But, I mean, I've Madrid, Rome, I'm going to Saint-Tropez next week. It's pretty much take your pick. And it's a great place to do work. And it's really a privilege to photograph these events in these places.
Very good. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us again from Rome this time. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks, wherever you're at then.
That sounds like a good plan.
And it's Noel Floyd, Noelle Floyd.com is where you can find all the show jumping news. You can see a lot more of Aaron and all of the cool people that work over there. If you're into show jumping and you follow show jumping at all, then that's the website you want to hit. Not only are they covering the international stuff, but you're also covering everything going on here in the United States right now, too, right?
Absolutely, we are. Yep, all the time. And we've got all the information on that website, as well as the stunning pictures that I'm lucky enough to take week after week.
Very good. Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day. Have fun talking about sheath. I was enjoying that.
All right.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to play the rest of the song here, Jamie? I have
No. And just for those who don't know the story behind the sheath cleaning song is Glenn, I just gotten hired. By Glenn. Just got hired. Now I have a lot more spine. But back then, he was like, I need you to sing this song. I was like, okay. Okay, boss. Now I'd be like, screw you, boss. I'm not singing that ridiculousness.
And I do play it on a regular basis, guys, just to remind her who's still boss and who has the buttons. Nice. I do that just to, you know, every once in a while, these artists get big heads and they need to be brought down, you know, and the sheath cleaning song does it for Jamie every time.
I think next time you do a presentation, you need to start with
that the sheath
song,
cleaning yes, song. Yeah. Oh, I should. That'd be great.
People, then just
my
ask,
next keynote.
Ask the crowd, what do you think a sheath is?
Yes.
Oh, like a national anthem.
Let me educate
anthem.
You about the horse
Hey,
girls.
Jamie, you have these right off the top of your head. Do you want to play a little, what's that game where you ask non-horse people horsey questions?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Lord.
You do a
okay.
national anthem. Neil
edits the show.
All right, let's start with Neil.
I get to edit
now,
this later,
Neil's
so be
been
gentle.
Editing our shows. He should know some of this.
We'll see if he's been paying attention.
Yeah. No.
You have any,
Neil,
Jamie?
Guess what, dude? You don't edit this show.
Booyah. Oh, she said booyah.
You just dropped the mic on Neil.
Hashtag sheath woman.
Oh, God. That's what I need is a hashtag.
Trending, trending worldwide. Jamie the sheath cleaner.
Jamie the sheath cleaner worldwide. Hashtag.
Listen, I was excited that I got to clean my Mustang sheath. All right, Neil, here's your question. What is laminitis?
Oh, I know that one. That's easy. Everybody knows what laminitis is, right, Chris?
Go ahead, Neil.
It's when you laminate things too much.
Yeah.
Overly laminated?
Overly laminated business cards. That's what laminitis is.
It's laminitis. God. It's laminating everything twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. That's my official answer. That is my final answer.
Ding, ding. You're correct. Wow. How'd you know?
You win That's a prize.
Amazing. I didn't know.
Is that for real or is she just kidding around?
Oh, no, I was being proud.
He was really celebrating that he got it right.
I know. I was texting my mom. Hashtag, I got it right. And now it's hashtag.
That's not close at all. All right. All right, who's next? Who gets the next
one? That would be Chris the Sprinkles.
Or Chris, sorry.
Yeah. A.K.A. Sprinkles.
Chris, what's a gelding?
Oh, I know. I think I know this.
Yeah, everybody knows that,
it's,
Chris.
Is it a juvenile male horse?
You're close.
Is it just a male horse?
You're close.
It's a castrated male horse.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. We see what the topic of today is.
You cut the vital parts off, and then you get a gelding.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel insecure.
Do you want more?
Yeah. Neil, let's do this. It's a fun game.
This is good.
All right, Neil, define a hackamore.
Define a hackamore.
Go ahead, Neil.
It's a hacker who didn't get enough good at bank information and credit card information the first time, so he has to hack more.
Oh, very good, Neil. That's exactly right.
That's right, right?
That's hilarious.
That's actually a pretty good answer for that.
Totally right. Yeah, you guys are really
smart. Mom, amazing.
All right, Chris, describe for me a Norwegian fjord.
Oh, so easy, Chris. You get the easy
a
ones.
A Norwegian fjord, that's just a big sheet of ice, right? With some grass on it.
I was say, why does he know so
that's
much?
That's pretty true, actually.
Hey, you never told me what a hackamore really is.
A fjord that's frozen over. That's
frozen
right.
over, right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Right.
Everybody knows that, Chris.
All right. So just so you laminitis is a foot disease. We'll call it that for all intents and purposes. Foot disease. A hackamore is a bitless bridle. A Norwegian fjord is a type of horse.
A pony. Usually ponies.
What's a bitless bridle?
I thought I got that right.
We're a little more hip-hop. We talk Pete machines and cameras over here.
It's like a camera without the lens.
Oh, okay. An underperformer. I got it.
Right. I can't remember what else I asked. My wife is gelding, castrated male horse. You got it. All right.
That was good.
All right, now, hey, Jamie, I'm going to embarrass Neil to death here because Neil's very hip hop. And, you know me, I listen to rap all the time. I mean, yeah. I just have that going 24 hours a day. And Neil, before the show started, put a little rap together about the Horse Radio Network. Do you want to hear it?
No, it's more of a chant.
I thought you were going to ask him if he knew who the Preakness performer Fitty Wop was.
Oh, I love Fitty Wop.
Do you really?
Right, Chris? No.
See, even hip-hop Neil doesn't know
Fitty
Wop is.
I like Fitty Wop like I like bitless bridle things.
Yeah, but you know what it is.
I mean, yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah.
All right. Give me the rap.
Now, this is a guy who used to play DJ in clubs for big money.
I was a DJ, but I mean, you know.
At the House of Blues.
It's not really a rap I came up with. It's more like a chant, like a mantra.
Okay.
Kind of like your sheet song.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
here. It was, let me remember it, actually, because you put me on the spot. Oh, it was HRN. HRN. If you don't like horses, you're not our friend. Wicked, wicked. Wow.
Yeah, you should stick to editing.
I love it.
Yes, son.
Oh, that's great. editing. She
well, when I did the rap version, it was a lot of bleeps and cursing, so I had to go back to the elementary.
I liked it better before.
I was more passionate in the moment.
Yeah.
When you put a big red microphone in front of me, it makes things different.
So is right now, are you guys right now being filmed for a documentary?
Yes, and yes. We're being filmed by
Neil hasn't slept more than 2 hours.
I went to bed at 3 o'clock editing Horse Radio Network.
By the way, Rosie has chiped in here saying there is only one Glenn the Geek, referring to what you said earlier.
Ooh.
And also she just what said to Neil, earlier? She just said, please stop.
Oh, ouch.
I wanted the controversy. I wanted to come on here and just rip it. I did only go on like 4 hours of sleep, guys. Be gentle. And the first thing I heard was a Sheath song when I woke up.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break for our title sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products, and they'll probably be gone after today. But
no more movie.
That's right. Never inviting you guys back again. All right. And then we're coming back with a guest. This is exciting. Anybody that's been in the horse world for any length of time knows what Dream Horse is. And we have the founder of DreamHorse.com on today to find out how that happened all those years ago. Her name is Janet Williamson, and she's going to be on right after this word from Kentucky Performance Products.
Can I try to get in Spanish this time?
He was her first love. The one that started it all. He taught her how to master the posting trot and navigate her first hunter course. They spent hours together exploring the trails and hanging out in the barn. His name was doodled on every page in her school notebook. His coat gleamed in the sun as he met her at the gate each day, snuffling for a treat. From the first time she saw him poking his head out of the stall to the last time she patted him goodbye, he was, and always will be, her everything. This love story is brought to you by Nalox Advanced, providing complete support for a healthy digestive tract, which reduces the risk of colic and digestive upset. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, our guest is not ready yet. Jamie, you want to do some news?
Absolutely. Well, hey, I found a top 10 list, and now it started to go a little bit viral. But I wanted to get it out there. All right, bud.
And Lucas is making his appearance this morning.
He is very helpful.
I did not put Lucas's naked picture on the toilet that you wanted me to put on the auditor wall, by the way. I couldn't.
Some people submit their pictures of their horses. Some people have potty humor. It's kind of the theme of the day, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the list I found is 10 reasons to own an off-the-track thoroughbred, and I just go through them real quick while we're waiting for our guest. The first reason to own an OTTB is they've seen it all. Thoroughbred racehorses are often trained to saddle before 2 years old, educated to be on a track in front of people, tractors, all the things moving around. So if you have the time and patience to ease them into their new life, you will find you have a pretty well-rounded horse on your hands. And absolutely, that's true. It's like you can't surprise them.
Well, that is true.
Number two is to surprise your peers, because people are always describing their own horses and other horses as lovely, you know, for a thoroughbred. That is not what we want to say.
I have never said that. I deny it.
I would never say something like that. It's like, lovely. It's a thoroughbred. Like, there should be no because or, you know, even though. Number three is you'll laugh every day. Horses emerge from the racing industry with all sorts of quirks. Yes, they absolutely do. And they usually, what's really fun is to give them their first treat, because all they've maybe had is peppermints, and you give them an apple and they're like, they have no idea what it is. So you'll laugh every day. Number four is...
As a matter of fact, most of the thoroughbreds we've gotten have did not know about treats. They would eat something sugary, a sugary treat, but they would not eat an apple or carrot. We had to teach them how to do that.
No, they won't do it. Yeah. They have to almost watch their friends eat carrots, and then they're like, okay, I'll try.
Yeah, he's eating it. I'm not going to be left out.
Number four on their list, they're inexpensive. To me, actually, it's not even that they're inexpensive. It's that you can get an unbelievably athletic animal for a lot less than you would pay for a warm blood or something like that. So not that they're cheap horses, it's that they're very easily accessible and you get what you, the, what you pay for, you get a lot more. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I'm not saying exactly. That really well. I'm not going to go there. Go ahead.
Number five is athleticism. This is the obvious one. I kind of just touched on it, is that they're athletes. They're bred for generations and generations to fine tune the athletic ability in all of them. And sometimes you get a little bit of a overly athletic one, as I have talked about on the show before, but like for the most part, steady.
Jennifer
training.
Has never owned any of those.
No. Number six, fitness is a breeze. Thoroughbreds on the track have been carefully trained to be fit and strong, and they are used to high intensity workouts, which makes them both mentally and physically conditioned to give you everything. That's absolutely true. Mainly, they're usually more fit than me. And I'm like, I can't ride anymore. You're going to have to end. Number seven is they're hardworking. They are very, very hardworking. Number eight is you will learn so very much, because teaching a horse that knows nothing except how to run and then asking it to like bend and do dressage and collect, it'll test your patience.
And they make you, don't you think they make you be a better rider?
Ooh, definitely. Yeah. Without a doubt, because you have to kind of, and I hate this phrase, but you have to think outside the box sometimes with the thoroughbreds.
And by the way, driving a Hackney pony is kind of the same way.
Really?
You know, what we've noticed is the Hackney ponies are a lot like thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
They are in many of their quirks and mannerisms and things like that. They're a lot like thoroughbreds.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the list, by the way, is horseaholic.com. 10 reasons to own an off the track thoroughbred. Number nine, you're saving a life. And that's really true, because there's so many horses and they can fall into the wrong hands. And if you get them, you're saving its life. And the final reason, it's rewarding. And they go on to say that watching that lean but elegant thoroughbred transform is just plain rewarding. While it takes a gentle hand and unwavering patience, that thoroughbred will reward you over and over again. When they get that left lead, the loudspeakers going off, they collect, they jump the fence. With careful nurturing, your horse will flourish before your eyes. So that is the 10 reasons to own off-track thoroughbred. I can think of at least 10 more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then you're going to do next week, you're going to do the 10 reasons to own a Mustang, or the 100 reasons to own a Mustang.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And a little shout out to my girlfriend in Georgia that's getting a Mustang this weekend.
Oh, really? Yeah. We've had a bunch of our listeners recently get their Mustangs too. That's so cool. Look at you are leading the way, Jamie, you and Elisa.
Well, I got the push that I needed, and maybe I'm just pushing what everybody else already had in the back of their head too. So I take no credit. I just like to share the love in OTTBs and Mustangs.
Well, there is somebody that has been sharing the love for what seems like 100 years. And
absolutely.
That is Janet. And why don't you introduce her? Because I'll tell you what, there's nobody that's been on this website more than you.
sadly, that is very, very true. Janet Williamson, founder of DreamHorse.com. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm like, I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity here, because I feel like I should know everything about you, but I just know your website back and forth for sure. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm just an old lady that likes computers, I guess.
And probably horses.
Yeah, and horses. Way too many horses. But I've been doing Dream Horse for about 20 years now already.
Is it really 20 years?
A long time.
Wow.
It's about 18.
You started this when the internet was a baby.
I sure did. Wow. Yeah, I was messing around with computers way back. I had another site called cowgirls.com originally, and I thought, well, I want something that appeals to a broader range of horse people. So I thought, well, Dream House, Dream Horse, I think I'll do that.
Well, it's perfect, because everybody's always, you know, if you go to buy a horse, you're looking for your dream horse. So it was perfectly named. What is your background in horses?
Oh, well, I was one of those little horse crazy kids that always wanted a pony. And family, you know, we didn't have horses. My granddad did up on his ranch, but I finally got a pony when I was about 10, and it was, you know, wasn't very well trained. I never had lessons, but I'd get on that pony with just a bridle and bareback and ride down the street, you know.
And with
I had
no
him
helmet
for a few years.
You know, no helmet.
Oh no, just
probably
barefoot.
No shoes. Yeah.
No, I don't. I doubt it. No boots. But I'd ride him all over the neighborhood, and that was here in Colorado. And then I didn't get another one until I was about 19, 20, something like that. My sister and I had horses that we bought ourselves, and we did all the work. We never had any lessons or anything.
Here's the million-dollar question, if you remember. Where did you buy your horse? Because you didn't buy it on Dream Horse. Where did you buy your horse when you were 19 or 20?
Well, the newspapers had long classified sections.
Oh, my and they gosh. Were,
you remember
they
the old days,
were
Jamie?
Pictures.
Do you remember the old days?
Yeah.
The days
yeah,
where
so you'd look.
Yeah, go ahead.
You'd look at, you know, there'd be 100 ads in there on the weekend. And if you liked one, you had to go look at it.
Do you remember, Janet, when you used to put the ads in the newspaper, they charged you by the word. That's how you pay
yeah,
for those.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. We were just talking about that the other day, and it would be about $100 to put your horse in
that's
for
exactly,
10 days or something.
That's exactly right. And you used to try and make, that's where abbreviation, everybody thinks that texting is where abbreviating words started. No, it's classifieds, because you paid by the letter, by the number of letters, so you cut your words down. You always used abbreviations.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Newspapers. The first Twitter speak. I love it.
I don't think hashtags were in back then.
No, probably not. Now, Janet, what made you want to start DreamHorse.com?
Oh, well, I had been fairly successful with the cowgirls.com website, and I'd been selling t-shirts and books and things like that, but it was more of a rodeo type website, because I also did a rodeo kind of a blog website at the time. And I just wanted something that would appeal to English and Western both. And I just wrote all the programming code myself, because I was going to college for computers. I had two kids. I was working full time in downtown Denver as a legal secretary. And I went back to school and got a little computer, a little associate's degree in computers. So I was learning to program. So I started writing this web-based program, which was really new at the time to be able to do that. But there were a lot of horse people. Surprisingly, there were a lot of horse people on the internet already in these groups, these news groups, they called them back then. Mm-hmm. And they're probably still around, but there was one called Rec, like recreation.equestrian. Mm-hmm. And it was very busy with discussions about horses.
So you're like, I'm going to steal their business.
No, it was like, I hate looking at the classified, driving 50 miles to see a horse, and it's got really crooked legs.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. So it was cool.
What were some of the biggest challenges when you were starting Dream Horse?
Well, I started it with just a website where you could load your stuff for, and it cost about $30 a month. And that lasted me for quite a while, because this business built really slow. And I just built on it one screen at a time. I'd write something new and put it out there, and I'd get checks in the mail. I had a little post office box in Golden, Colorado. And eventually there was a huge challenge when that website wouldn't hold the site anymore. It got too busy. So this one summer, the site would not hardly run. I had so many people visiting. And wow. So I had to switch over to a more professional
Well, I'll tell you what,
you did
a good job. Obviously, you kind of own the market, and I don't know when you started this if you had ever thought that you would own the classified market. Really, is what it was back then, but you have over all of these years. Are you amazed at what you've accomplished?
Mm-hmm. It's been really fun. It's been a really fun thing. I mean, we work every day. My family and me all work on this, and that means there's only about six of us, really, for the whole site. So my daughter, both of my daughters, my nephews, my niece, my sister, we all work on it.
She keeps the family employed. I love it.
Yeah, it really is a family business, but it gives us a lot of freedom because we can work from anywhere. So it's kind of a dream job.
I do have
Go ahead, Glenn.
I do have a question for you with Facebook and everything coming. You basically took over for classified ads and newspapers, but now Facebook is coming on, and you have all of these other avenues. Craigslist, I mean, right? For people selling horses, have you seen a change in the number of listings and things? Is that something that you worry about?
Well, yeah, but the market itself has gone down. I mean, the quarter horse registrations are down, 70% over 10 years ago. I mean, the whole market has gone down somewhat. So people put ads on Facebook quite a bit, but it doesn't really bother me because they don't have the search engine we have.
Right.
You know, we are horse people, and we made the search engine with, you know, things that horse people need. And Facebook they're not horse people, you know.
Well, and so, that's what I just recently bought a horse off Dream Horse, or helped a client buy a horse off Dream Horse. And that's the thing is, like, you can go to Facebook, but then you got to scroll through 9 million, like, Arizona horses for sale. And I'm looking for a Hunter Jumper, and I'm looking at 400 quarter horses or whatever. So the search engine is, I think, the most important part. And I've listed and sold so many horses and had so much success with dreamhorse.com. And it's so easy to put the ads up. It's easy to write the ads. It's easy to load the pictures, and it's very, very affordable. So to me, there's no substitute for a website like Dream Horse. And even if, I mean, there's just no other websites that seem to even compare to the amount, and the fact that you also don't have to spend any money with you guys. You know, you don't have to put a photo up. You just write the ad, but I'm sure that irritates you too. But no, I think it's a fantastic site.
My feeling from the very beginning when I first started out was I wanted something for people to look for. So I had the free ads from the beginning because I wanted to have a lot of horses on there, you know, for people to look at whether or not they had a picture. So that's why we have the free ads, you know.
Do you remember what the first ad on Dream Horse was?
Yes.
Really?
One of my sister's little girl had a pony, and we put that pony for sale on there. That was the first ad.
Can you imagine going to a website and seeing one horse on the entire website for sale? Like, I guess you got to start somewhere.
It started, and
did the pony sell?
He sold.
And, there you go.
And you know, I had the Cowgirls website, so I was able to drive traffic from that website over to Dream Horse. So the Cowgirls website was pretty popular. I don't do anything with it anymore, hardly, but I need to think of something.
So I have an important question. I've been on Dream Horse here while you guys are talking, looking around, of course, because that's what we all do.
Don't do it.
And it's not good. I want to know, do you give loans so I can buy this $8,500 fell pony that I found?
No, sorry.
Damn. See, now I thought that was your next step, is to be able to loan me money so I actually can buy this fell pony that I've been lusting over.
Banking. You could get into the banking world.
Yeah, you could become the PayPal of the horse world.
Have you had any problems, like people not representing the horse right, and they come back at you if they buy a misrepresented horse, or have you just totally been left out of it?
We are not involved in the transaction at all. We don't We are not a broker. We don't get any commission if the horse sells. I mean, we're basically like a newspaper classified ad.
So nobody's come after you guys.
No, thank goodness. No,
well, I have a bone.
Not
to
been
pick.
A problem.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of people out there, and there's bad stuff happening on the internet, you know. But everything's been pretty positive for us. I mean, we have tools in place now after all these years where people can flag down somebody who's a problem. You can flag down an ad and give us a little note on what's going on, and we can get them off of there pretty quick. We watch that pretty close.
Jamie, I'm on here looking through the list of breeds, and first of all, I didn't know any of these breeds, most of these breeds even existed. There's a Zangelschilds, breed. Where did you find these? Who knew that all these breeds existed?
Well, I just keep adding to it. This website's database driven, and I have a table of breeds. And anytime somebody writes to our help desk and says, "Hey, I'm breeding this kind of horse. Would you add it to your system?" Well, I just add it to the system. And I don't have to do any more programming.
There you go. So,
let's see. Oh, there actually are Zweibruckers for sale.
Yeah, Zweibruckers.
Now, but one more before I let you go, and this is so fascinating. Have you bought any horses off DreamHorse.com?
Yeah, I've sold quite a few too.
Guilty.
I've bought a couple sight unseen, which I don't recommend.
Guilty.
Yeah,
love it.
But I've got two for sale on there right now. people don't know that it's me.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. All right, well, listen, we do appreciate it, Janet, founder of DreamHorse.com. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon. We appreciate you coming on. Say hello to everybody in Fort Collins, Colorado for us.
Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, thanks, Janet.
All right, thanks, Janet.
She's like an icon that nobody knows who she is.
You could literally go to her house and buy a horse off of her and bring, like, because when I've gone horse shopping, the kids, they get all their dream horse ads and they print them all up and you take them with you, and you could get her autograph.
Did you know until this moment who the founder of Dream Horse was?
No.
I didn't either.
Good job, Jennifer.
Good job, Jennifer.
I wouldn't have even thought of there being a founder. It's just been there. You're right.
20 years. She truly was at the beginning of the internet. I mean, that was the very beginning. We didn't even have our websites 20 years ago. That's how long ago that was. Well, and when she's talking about coding, that she had to do all that coding herself, because there was no coding. It was you had to do it yourself. There was no, there was no templates. You did it yourself. There was nothing. Yeah. Well, good for her. Good for her.
Cool.
And I'm glad it's been successful all these years. Well, we talk about a lot around here about Equity Forks. We all love them. All the hosts on the Horse Radio Network use them. We play sound bites of our listeners who love them, too. You've heard those on the show. Stacy Westfall uses them. And Bob Avelia. How do you say his last name? Avelia? Is it Avelia? I think it is. He uses them. So, I mean, we got a ton of people that use these forks already. Half our audience has bought them. But if you have been putting off buying a fork, if you've just been going, well, I'll get it when my cheap one breaks and I'll just wait till then, you don't want to wait. You have about a week to get them before the UPS is adding a surcharge to all bigger packages, especially long packages like a manure fork. So they're going to the cost of shipping is going to go up, and the cost of the cost of getting these forks is going to be higher. So if you're thinking about buying your first fork, or you're thinking about adding another one to your barn, I know Jennifer and I just bought two more here recently. Now's the time. Go on there, buy it now. And if you buy three, like if you got three of the Flexen forks, then the shipping is free. And I know a couple of our listeners have bought three packs. So the shipping is free if you do that. So if you're thinking about a Shaken fork that basically does the work for you, or the Flexen fork, these super tough forks that we talk about all the time, then you're going to want to do it in the next week. Order, just go to shakeandfork.com, Shaken fork, S-H-A-K-E. shakenfork.com. I can't even spell that. Shakenfork.com for more information and to place your order. Do it now before the shipping rates go up. UPS has this thing against big boxes lately. So
I have an invention for Joseph.
Oh, what is that?
I'm going to fix the whole shipping ordeal that he's going through right now because I know it's super frustrating.
You invented a transporter like on Star Trek?
I'm inventing the telescope. The telescoping shaken fork.
Oh, he's our. I had a conversation. Funny you mentioned that. I had a conversation with him last week, and they have worked on that.
God, I can't invent anything.
No, they've worked on the telescoping fork. The problem was it just his handles are so strong. That they, and you know Joseph, he's darn picky about quality. So they couldn't get him as strong as the handles they have now. And that's the reason that he never went to the telescoping ones. But they're always working on new things. Nope, sorry, that's not yours, Jamie.
Titanium telescoping shaken forks.
There you go. It's only going to cost you a mere $129 a month for the next 12 years.
But you save $15 on shipping, Glenn.
It's true.
It's like you're making money.
That's true. That's true.
I tell my husband when I buy things on clearance. I'm like, it was like, I made money.
I didn't. This was a good deal. I made money. Well, let's head over for our song. And actually, everybody is vacated now. All of the film crew has left the studio. So I don't know what's going on there. They're
quiet.
Sick of us, I guess. They're tired of us already.
Well, we talked about she's cleaning and now manure forks. So
yeah,
they're done.
They're it. They're out. Well, you think any, by the way, they do all this filming. I could never do video because they film for hours and hours and hours. And you know how much we're going to be in that video or that movie.
They're going to be like, a quote of me going, I clean my horse's wiener.
That's right. That's it. That's all that's going to be in it.
I'm going to be famous for that.
There'll be one shot. They really like the auditor wall, the pictures, which I posted on Facebook if you want to see it at Horses in the Morning. They really like that. So they did some film of that.
Wall.
They'll have me at my microphone, and all of that will take about 15 seconds.
Now, just on a side note, since they're gone, can I just tell you how awesome it was that my horse finally trusted me enough to clean his sheath? This is like a really big deal. I mean, he's a wild Mustang and he needed his sheath cleaned. And I was really proud of myself.
And which
for getting
tranquilizer
it done.
Did you use?
None.
Oh.
It was magical. He just decided. I've like tried for a year.
When
this
you said
deal.
That earlier, you forgot they were there, didn't you?
No,
and you were expecting this. You were really wanting to talk about this. And I was like, oh, God, this is going
I on. Love it. There's nothing that makes a man more uncomfortable than talking about washing wieners for horses.
I love the fact that they didn't know what one was. Yeah. That's the other good thing there. Well,
hack a more, hack a less.
Flor Magali is our friend from Switzerland. We were going from Rome earlier in the show. Now we're heading to Switzerland with Smile Like a Sunshine. We're coming back with some really crappy bad ads. We'll be right back. Well, that was Fleur Magalie. You can find all her music. Just go to iTunes and search her name. It's F-L-U-E-R, Magalie. And by the way, you know, a lot of people don't realize that we put up show notes every day for the show. So you can find all of our show notes. Just head over to horsesinthemorning.com. And in those show notes, we put what every song we play was that day and where to find the artist. So you can find them later if you want to. And Jennifer, we are going to make the switch. We're going to switch you over. So I just wanted to let you know that. And it looks like, Jamie, the camera crew is off to their next destination, and I am by myself now.
Are you sad? They never even said goodbye.
No, they just left. Yeah, that's. I don't think we're even making the movie, to be honest. I think they did all that sheath cleaning talk, and that was it.
They're done. Sorry.
They're never coming back.
I've been searching Dream Horses to find like a really bad ad on Dream Horse with a random breed of horse. And I have not been able to find any bad ads, but I have found some. Do you know that there's a breed called Montana Travelers?
They're only allowed in Montana.
And Travelers isn't even spelled right. And then there's mammoths. I love the mammoth mules. I was looking at the pictures.
Oh, they're so cool looking, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you know what a sugar bush draft horse is?
No.
I don't either.
Sounds like something that should be in a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah. Zanger Shields and Zweibruckers. And by the way, Zweibruckers are fairly expensive.
You're not going to be buying a Zweibrucker anytime soon.
I will not be buying a Zweibrucker or a Zanger Shield for $20,000. Yeah. I've always wanted a Zanger Shield. Oh, here's one for only $29,000. Oh, $35,000. Good God. I got to click on that one.
How is it they're that expensive and we've never heard of them?
How is it that that's that expensive and they didn't buy an ad that had a picture? It's $25 and you're selling a horse for $30,000. Come on.
Jennifer,
pony up.
We need to get the people from the Zwanger Shield Association on.
We do.
We need to know what a Zwanger Shield is.
Zanger Shield or Zweibrucker, either one of them.
Yeah, either one would be good.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire. Affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
I think it's time.
Orlov Rostopchin horses.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It is that time of the week, that time where we do some really bad ads. Listeners submit bad Craigslist ads, and we read them and have a little bit of fun with them. And then we take all of the listeners who submitted really bad ads, we put them in a big heap, and at the end of the month, we do a drawing for a great prize. And Jennifer's going to tell us what the prize is.
This month's prize is a pair of, you got it, smooth stride jeans. Woohoo!
Hey, Jennifer, you need to turn your volume up. You're really quiet.
Turn up? Am I not loud?
There you go.
That's, am I louder now?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I have to be loud because I have to talk about the enthusiasm I have for smooth dry jeans, which is this month's prize.
Go ahead.
They are made of quality denim. That's right. They're jeans, and they've got just the right amount of stretch and a fully lined waistband so that they don't sag. I know that was a question you had, Jamie.
I got to tell you, I got mine in the mail yesterday, and They, first of all, they fit amazing. Like the Colt special thing they do where they send you two pairs, because I thought I was the Mustang, and really, and honestly, I wanted to be the Mustang for many reasons. It's cool and it's smaller.
Of course, you were a size down from that, right?
No, I was bigger. So I say, for many reasons, I wanted to be the Mustang. I was when I was 21, pre-baby or whatever. But yeah, so now I'm the paint. And she kind of, the links are customizable, because I'm sorry, I don't have those long, skinny supermodel legs. I'm kind of short and thicker. And so I wanted to, they fit perfect. Now, here's the difference that I noticed. And I, Jennifer, you may have talked about this before, but I've had riding jeans before, you know, where you buy those fancy looking jeans with the, you know, the glitter on the butt, and they have the full seats and everything. And I bought some off Tack of the Day a while ago, and I get them. And I don't know how these girls wear these jeans and pick the hoof with, I mean,
are you talking about plumber's butt?
Oh my God. Yeah. You can't bend over in a pair of those jeans. You can't. And to be functional with the horses is important. You can't just look cute and like, I'm sorry, I'm not one of those girls in the catalogs who stand there, you know, pasted up against the door frame holding a bridle. You know, I was like, I actually do stuff. And those jeans, I couldn't do anything in because everybody saw my butt. So these are actually higher in the back than they are in the front. And it's not super noticeable. It just was something that I noticed while I was looking in the mirror, admiring myself in these jeans. And these are hoof pickable jeans. You can pick a hoof and not flash everybody. I really appreciate that. And it also kind of hugged my, I kind of sucked in my little, muffin top. Kind of pulled everything in. I liked it. You get the real truth here, people.
Hoof pickable jeans. You will only hear that on Horse Radio Network.
Well, yes, you can find these at smoothstride.com. All the styles and varieties over there. Check them out. Order a pair today. And we appreciate them doing the prize for this month, which we will give away next week, and then we'll announce the new prize. But we have some ads to get to today. Today's ads, let's see here. What we got first is from Deb. Deb sent this in, and it's a male pig, good price, $80, in Frederick, which is usually Maryland.
Male pig, good price.
Male pig, there. Good price. Male pig, good price, $80, or maybe trade for something else. Need him gone. Can't keep him with my female pigs. He's about 75 pounds. Like him no more. Just call thanks. Like him no
it's
more.
It's not even like, you know, like I want him to go to a non-eating home. It's like, you take him, do whatever the hell you want with him. Just get him out of here, because he's raping my female pigs.
Yeah. And do you think 75 pounds is that big for a pig? I thought it was small for a pig. I can't keep him with my female pigs. He's about 75 pounds.
Well, I don't know. It's a good price. It's about $1 a pound.
That's true. Gross. That's right. He likes him no more.
I'll be right there. He got stung by a bee yesterday. Poor thing.
Oh, was he dying?
Yeah, he was dying. Oh. I literally like thought he was dying. Okay. Lisa sent in this one. A Reg Haflinger Mare Trail. $2,000. Sorry. He says, I touched the bee's tongue, mommy. And they just said that right now. That's how he thinks he got stung. He touched its tongue. All right. Reg Haflinger Mare Trail, $2,000. Happiness is going do the trail on a Haflinger. 9-year-old mare, as tall as she is wide. Very quiet. Great. Sorry. 9-year-old mare, as tall as she is wide, very quiet, great for kids or for non-riding friends. Tall enough to carry adults, but not so tall as to cause vertigo in your cousin's sister's niece. And she's pretty to boot. Her long, flowing blonde mane will have the neighborhood kids all a flutter and begging to do farm chores in exchange for riding her around the backyard, and you win again. Calls only, the toddler erases my texts. Go. That last line, I feel you. I'm going to call.
By the way, that never works. The kids do the farm chores for about 10 minutes, and that's the end of that. That never works.
I had some neighbor kids that were so excited. They came out 3 days. Mm-hmm. 3 days.
Yeah, as soon as they learn what cleaning poop is really like, they're like, I don't want to ride that horse anymore. I'm not that interested.
I'm like, stop spraying my wash rack with a hose. That's not a real job. Pick up a fork and go pick up some poop.
Yeah, they don't last long. No, it's funny how
not that kind. But some of the other ones really stick. Yours is next.
Jody sent this one in. Registered quarter horse, $900 in Albany, New York. And this is the ad. And literally, this is the ad. Registered quarter horse made. Benin shows. And that's it.
And now think about this, Glenn. Look at the picture.
Yeah, it's...
it's a paint.
It's a paint.
Yeah, or a pinto. More probably a pinto.
Yeah, it's a pinto paint. And it's in the picture, and it's not probably a registered quarter horse.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But it's been in shows.
And it's made.
It never said whether it won in any shows. It's just been in shows. I always love when they put that in there.
Yeah, it's been in shows. It didn't do well, but
it did do well. No, it sucked. It came in last every time. But there was that ribbon once when it was the only entry in the class.
Yeah, that's how I win.
I know. That's why it made me think of it.
I love it. Tabitha sent this one in. 10-year-old mare, $400 in Yakult, Washington.
Yakult, Washington.
Yakult's probably Yakult. How you say it. I don't know. But Yakult. Arrow is on the hunt for her new home. Former broodmare, as near as we can tell. Lunges, ties, loads, sort of. Has been saddled, but we don't know if she's broke. Is being sold as a project. Bought her 7 months ago, but being 5 months pregnant, I'm not going to be the one to find out. $400 cash and we'll trade for something that doesn't eat.
How do you think they got this horse? You think somebody gave it to him for free and he thought it was a good idea? That's the kind of the impression I get.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I'll give you a free horse. You're going to love it. I won't charge you anything.
Oh my gosh, it's free. Wow, I should take it.
And then
7 months later, I can try to make $400 on it, even though I've fed it for the past seven months and I've spent $1,200.
Two horse trailer. This was sent in by Tina. Thank you, Tina. Two horse trailer, $800. This is our trailer of the week. Steel body two horse trailer for sale. Fair condition. It made the trip from Mississippi to Florida. I am selling it because I want something bigger that will get my horses to California. This guy moves around a lot. It has recently replaced new-used tires. Oh, my God. Look at the tires, Jamie. Tires and a good-conditioned pine floor with rubber mats. It has a ramp door in the back and front storage compartment on the way in the front for tack and hay. Working lights and good brakes. $800 or best offer.
Somebody says I'm going to Florida and then I'm going to go to California, that would lend me to think that they're going to like the hits circuit. And you would not roll up to hit. They would not let you in. They would have think you would be there to murder people and put them in this trailer. Like, this is where you murder people and you put them in this trailer. It looks like a prison cell. It is a nightmare.
It's got bars on the windows.
It's got bars.
It does. Like, it kind of looks like a prison transport.
Yeah.
Like you're bringing, like Sheriff Joe uses to bring the horses to jail.
No, my God. This is the paddy wagon, man. This is where you put the people. Handcuff them to those bars. This is actually a really good idea. I should buy it and send it to Sheriff Joe.
You know, this does not look like you're showing up to hits. It looks like you're trying to escape the bail bondsman.
Exactly.
You're on the run. And you want to take your miniature horse with you.
It's black and rusty, so you know, with bars on the window.
And those new tires do not, they may have been new in about 1962.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Lies. Yeah. All lies. Okay. Gemma sent in the next one. Tri-color paint gelding. Tri spelled T-R-Y. Tri-color paint gelding. That's how that actually should be read. Tri-color paint gelding. $1,800 in income. Idaho. Yeah. Dietz is a registered paint gelding. I'm having trouble finding his papers, but I have them.
Oh, I'm sure you do. They're there somewhere.
They're in there somewhere. You gotta find them. This horse has been in the mountains, been in the arena, and been through town. Loves to go. I'm not saying he's a kid's horse, but I've had lots of kids on him. Doesn't like guns. Has pulled back a couple times in the past. Call or text.
First of all, I'm not saying he's a kid's horse, but, you know, I put the kids in the neighborhood I don't like on him. And yeah. They were fine.
I'm not saying he's a kid's horse, but if you don't like your kid, throw it on the
dirt. Just throw him up there. What the heck? In another, give him 5 seconds. He'll be in the hospital.
Tricolor.
And is it a rule now that we have to put the name of the horse as the first word of the ad? That seems to be a trend today. Deets.
It is. You're right.
Deets. Beth has sent this one in, looking to buy a horse. $200 in El Paso, Texas.
Oh my God. $200. You're trying to cross the border.
I'm looking to buy a healthy horse for no more than $200. Let me know what you have. I know it's not easy to take care of a horse, either food or maintenance. So if you have a horse that you no longer can take care of and you would like him or her to go to a good home or for free, let me know and I'll pick him up.
Oh my gosh. This person is seriously
to be made into food.
No, I'm smuggling drugs across the border, and I need another pack horse because the last one fell out.
Yes, or got shot by the police. I'm not sure which.
Let me get out. Oh, my God. That's terrible. All right, Pam sent in the next one. Beth, what are you doing searching ads in El Paso, Texas? Let me tell you, I've driven through El Paso, and if we have any listeners that are listening from El Paso, I'm sure it's a lovely place. However, it was the scariest place I've ever driven through, and there's nowhere to get gas around there, and I had to stop for gas in El Paso, and I thought I was going to get mugged. Okay. Registered racking horse,
$3,000. What are you doing hanging around in that section of town anyway?
Why? Well, that's what I'm saying. Beth, why are you searching Craigslist in El Paso? Craigslist in El Paso, whatever they post is going to be bad. Sorry. All right. Pam sent in this one. Registered racking horse, $3,000 in DeLand. That's Florida.
Florida.
And here's the first name as the first word. Rango is a handsome gelding, smooth gaited, seasoned trail horse with true 4-beat gait. He's 15-1, 7 years old, and 1 month old.
Is he 7 years old or 1 month old? I'm not sure.
I don't know. He's 7 years old. That's like what a 3-year-old says. I'm free at a half.
What did you think that I always, what's the age for a horse where we stop including the months? About 3?
I don't know.
That would be 11. They're 11 months, you stop including the months.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like with kids, I'd be like, he's 27 months old. I'm like, so he's over 2.
Yeah. Gotcha. I always have to think in my head, okay, 12.
And I know, 12, 24. I do it too. And I like went through the process. He's a registered racking horse by gait. His breed is believed to be Kentucky Mountain. Serious inquiries only.
Well, there you go. They know a lot about that horse. They're really confident in their $3,000. Maybe it's a Kentucky Mountain kind of horse.
At least they know how old he is. Well, he's 7 years old and 1 month old.
And Rango, that's a cool name. That's for a mountain horse. Danny sent the following one in. 2007 Quarter Horse Mare, $700. These are all one lines. I have a 2007 grade quarter horse mare for sale. Her name is Izzy. You should have led with that, Danny. That's a new rule. She leads, she loads, she ties. She doesn't have a Coggins. She also has a huge knot on her tail that we've been trying to work out, but no such luck. Asking $700. You must pick her up and bring your own halter and lead rope because I'm too cheap a bastard to give you this one.
The mare's only $700.
Can't be giving out lead ropes.
Expected to pick out lead ropes and halters.
What about the big knot in the tail? I mean,
it's called a mat.
Yeah, there's called a bath. That helps too. Just saying.
You know, just on a tangent here, side note, I feel like when you buy a horse, it doesn't need to come with equipment, but it should come with a halter and lead rope. When I went to buy Edward, I go out to drive 2.5 hours one way to go see this horse. And of course, you know me, I took my trailer. So I go all the way out there to see him. And I get there. I'm like, yeah, eventually, you know, a couple hours, I'll take him. Okay. I was like, you got a halter? You need a halter? No. I'm going to Pat Pirelli this horse onto my trailer with no head stall. And then, so I finally get him to, he digs out a halter out of like this bucket and it's like totally dusty, ill-fitting. And I'm like, can I have a lead rope? Like, I just think isn't there like an unwritten rule a horse sells with a halter and a lead rope? You know what he does? He takes baling twine, braids it together, and ties it to the halter.
Nice guy. He braided it for
like,
you.
Like,
yeah,
wrapped it together, like kind of wound it together.
You're a diva. You are such a diva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Poor Edward. He gets to my house. He's got baling twine on his ill-fitting, dusty
halter.
It's like
he got him from a box alongside the road. He was like sleeping in the box.
Poor thing. It's 4th of July. Fireworks are going off. We got mosquitoes. He's like, I'm in hell. This is hell. No wonder he was such a freakazoid for the first year I had him. Sorry. Tangent over. But you snorted, so it must have been okay. Okay. Final ad. Melissa sent this one in. 4-year-old friendly Jack. 4-year-old Jack standard donkey. Can sit on him. Loads, leads when he realizes he's on a lead rope. Not good with dogs. See, what you have to put him in the back of the tractor and pull him. Leads, loads when he realizes on the lead rope. Not good with dogs. That's a donkey for you. Fine being next to horses in his own area. Does not have a current Coggins.
I can't get near the bastard.
I will need a vet reference if you are a first-time owner. $200. How is a vet going to write a reference for you if you've never owned anything?
Oh, that's a good point. Plus, you're selling a horse without a current Coggins, and you want a vet reference.
You're selling a donkey!
Who, by the way, you can sit on him, but she didn't say that the donkey actually goes.
Yeah,
you can sit on him. I like how that was written. Can sit
it's
on
like
him.
The birth of Jesus. You can sit on him and then we'll tie him to the tractor and we'll lead him.
We'll
and
lead
that's
him
the
around.
Only way you're going to ride this thing.
Good batch of ads today, people. That was great. That was terrific. We appreciate you sending them. If you want to send some in for next week, send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and we will pick a winner next week of the Smooth Stride Jeans. And you can go to their website and you can check out all the cool jeans over there at smoothstride.com. Well, I thought Neil was going to have the quote of the day, but Neil, in fact, you know, it was funny earlier having them on and we really appreciate them stopping by, but Neil did not have the quote of the day. It was Jerry Johnson on our Facebook page that has the quote of the day. And I know how you love when Jerry quotes things, but here we go. Jerry said, "Hit 'em promoting male insecurity one episode at a time."
Oh, read the hashtag because he gave me a hashtag too.
Jamie Sparkling Sheath Service.
Hashtag Jamie Sparkling Sheath Service.
I like that name actually, Jerry. That's pretty good. We need to have a sign made. That's a pretty good name. Jamie Sparkling Sheath Service. Well, you know, if this radio gig doesn't pan out, you can always clean sheaths for a living.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds awesome.
So you really didn't have to tranquilize your Mustang?
No. This is why it was amazing. I've worked on spraying it with the hose and he like would cow kick and everything. It took a year and a half to be able to clean his sheets. You know, you like go brush their belly and you like brush it across to see what's going to happen, you know, and he would like get mad. It's been a long road, but I cleaned my horse's
This pee-pee. Is what it's like when your husband goes away for a month.
Well, what's really sad is that he calls and he's like, "Oh yeah, well, we were practicing landing in DFW, and DFW has a you have to be really careful with the flight lines, and you know, like try not to go over the White House, and you have to make sure you don't fly over the Washington Monument. What'd you do today? I washed my horse's wiener. That's our life. I need a drink. Terrible."
Bloody Mary time, everybody. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for everybody for joining us. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the comments on the live feed. There were a ton of those. And if you did not get your picture on the wall that's behind me here on the listener wall, then you can just post it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. I noticed a couple people did that, and I will be printing yours off. Do you know it took me 2 days and about 2 print cartridges to do that? It takes a long time to print color pictures, and I was really expecting 20 to 30, and then I got over 100. It was like, it did take a while, but I really like how it came out, and thank you so much, everybody, for helping with that as well. If you want to become an auditor, head over to horsesinthemorning.com, click on the auditor banner for as little as $1 a month. You can join in the party over on their Facebook page. They're now exchanging books. Did you notice that? They have a book exchange going on that if you've read a book, they're going to pass it on, and they're all sending each other books now.
That's so cool.
That's a good idea.
These guys are awesome.
Yeah, good idea. Well, we are this weekend. We have the camera crew.
Spit it out.
We have the camera crew coming back, and they're going to be doing some filming of Scooter and tomorrow, and I guess they'll get Jennifer's horse too. Probably, we'll probably put him in there.
Nigel. Second fiddle.
Yeah, second fiddle Nigel, who gets attacked every time they come to the gate. Scooter will not let him near the gate. Just teeth bared, attacking him. And Nigel's running away, crying. That's how our life is right now. The daily awesome. Battle between the two. Scooter ruling the roost. And I also want to give a thank you to Pat, Jennifer's mom, for making a really cool cover for my cart. We try and keep it covered to keep, you know, the seat in good shape and keep the dust and everything off. And she made this really cool cover, really tough material. And on the back, she actually embroidered Team Scooter. So I posted that on our Facebook page as well. And I want to thank her for that. It was very nice. Very nice cool. of her to do.
That's awesome. Well, hey, just speaking of Jerry Johnson, I bought a product from his wife. She has a business called Simply Peachy, I believe, where she makes things like bags and
some really
diaper
cool
bags,
stuff.
Really cool stuff. We'll try to post the link because I bought a wristlet. I needed a new wristlet, which is going to kind of put my phone and wallet in and everything. And she made it and she put it in horse fabric. So I have a horse print wristlet. I'm so excited. Oh, cool. The last one I had was Coach and that one broke. So it was time to move on and move up in the world. No more Coach for me. I'm going Simply Peachy.
You're going Johnson.
I'm going. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that on today's show.
Sorry.
I didn't say that. Save that, Jennifer.
I've got that written down. It's at exactly 10:28.4. Yep, got it.
I'm going Johnson. Bye. I got to take care of this kid. Spay, neuter, geld. Have a great day. Wash a wiener, whatever.
There goes our PG rating. Right out the window.
Lucas, can you say wash a wiener? He looked at me and said, no.